First, let me thank you for your kind remembrances of me as I get older. Your cards, your gifts, I thank you. Secondly, the lesson that our brother has been bringing to us. Young people, don't marry unsaved folk. If you've never heard it before, hear it now. I can think of at least three instances. Godly young people. I think of one young lady. We used to call her Smiles. Oh, she had a beautiful smile. And unknown to us, she married an unsaved, I almost said rascal. But that's what I mean. She took ill 3 months after their marriage. Cancer of the breast. What do you think he did? On her hospital bed, he divorced her. Is that love? That's lust. Take the lesson, young folks. Marry believers. And then, you know, I am a very biased person. Marry someone in the assembly. You seem to very serious. You don't seem to agree with me. But that's the way I feel. Marry someone in the assembly. And in the same assembly, I think of another couple. Her husband was in an assembly, and she was in the assembly that I was in. They got married. He remained with his assembly. She remained with hers. They had a little child, 3 years old. Mommy and Daddy, whose church are we going to this morning? They looked at each other and said, this child is divided. She thinks we're worshiping two different lords. And they decided to go to the same meeting. That's enough for today's lesson. Psalm 27, pardon me. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. The last phrase, wait on the Lord. Psalm 37. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Psalm 40. Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waits silently upon the Lord. Verse 5. My soul waits silently on the Lord. I think you know what the subject is. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently and wait silently. Not just wait, wait on the Lord. All four words. We had a Secretary of State of this nation, Jimmy Burns. Oh, he was a brilliant man. And you know what his chief characteristic was? He would wait. He would wait and see what was happening. And wait and wait and wait. And ultimately decide to make a decision. That's not our subject. Our subject is wait on the Lord. Just don't wait. Wait on the Lord. Not a very popular subject, is it? Very few people want to wait. Those of you that drive, you know how it is. There's always somebody in and out. He's got to be ahead. No waiting. I sometimes think that one of the problems with these people is when they were little in school, they were always at the head of the class. Now that they're on the highway, they want to be at the head of the traffic. Travel. Get there fast. Airplane. Trains. Cars. Politics. The arms race. Who's going to get to the moon first? The Olympics. Who's going to get there first? Some time ago, there was what was called Evelyn Woods speed reading. Today, the advertisement is read 10 times faster. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't need to read any faster. And beloved, when you read this book, don't read fast. Read slowly. There is a virtue in being patient. Exodus chapter 14. Now, you know my habit. We read a lot of scriptures. Exodus chapter 14, verse 9. The Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihah Heroth and Baal Zephon. When Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Lord? Verse 13. Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still. Stop complaining. Wait. What happened? Verse 31. Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, because they waited on the Lord. Psalm 33. Psalm 33. Verse 20. Oh, our soul waiteth upon the Lord. May that be the prayer of each one here. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalm 130. Psalm 130. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord. One final one along these. There are several scriptures to this effect. Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 26. Now, this is for young men and young women, but young men, take this to heart. Lamentations 3, verse 26. It is good that a man should both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Do you know that when we are in a hurry, things get spoiled? You've heard the expression, haste makes waste. Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. The second part of verse 2. He that hasteneth with his feet sinneth. Wait on the Lord. Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21, the latter part of verse 5. Everyone that is hasty comes to want. There's some others, I won't read them. Do you know that if you haste work, you spoil it? And I got this on good authority. I got this from a veterinarian, my daughter. If a dog gives birth prematurely to the pups, everyone is born blind. That's a fact. Haste makes waste. Take a beautiful flower. And you know, I'm a lover of flowers. Oh, I like to go to the botanical gardens and see God's handiwork. And right outside our door, there are some azalea plants. So I just go out twice a day and look at them. Look what my Lord did. Do you know if you take one of those flowers and pluck away a portion prematurely, you spoil the whole thing? Haste makes waste. I have a number of things recorded here, but for the sake of time, we'll move on. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Verse 1. After these things, the word of Jehovah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. One born in my house is my heir. Behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowel shall be thine heir. Now keep that place and turn with me to Galatians chapter 4. You know, the best explanation of the Bible is the Bible itself. And please don't go to these professors in college. They don't know as much as our Sunday school teachers and children about the Bible. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Verses 22 and 23. He who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. He who was of the free woman by the promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are two covenants. One from Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, is Hagar. Verse 38. Now, brethren, we, as Isaac, are children of the promise. God said to Abraham, you are going to have a son from your own bowel. But you know what happened? Abraham and Sarah were in a hurry and didn't wait on God. Chapter 16 of Genesis. Abraham's wife bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Sarah said unto Abraham, Behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my handmaid, that I may obtain children by her. Abraham hearkened to her voice. Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt in 10 years in the land of Canaan, gave her to be to her husband to be his wife. He went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. What did God say to Abraham? We just read it. The child from your own is the promised one. But Abraham and Sarah were in a hurry. Couldn't wait on God. And what happened? Ishmael was born. Chapter 16, please. Verse 12. He, Ishmael, will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man. Oh my. Every man's hand against him. He shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Ishmael. Who was his brother? Isaac. They both had the same father. Every man's hand shall be against him. He shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Who are the descendants of Isaac? Israelites. Who are the descendants of Ishmael? Look it up. The Arabs. What does it say here? Every man's hand against him, he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. Why the antagonism between the Arabs and the Jews? Because Abraham and Sarah didn't wait on the Lord. Brought forth Ishmael. And to this day, the Ishmaelites and the Israelites don't get along. Check these facts out when you get home. It's thrilling. You know, this book is up to date. It's modern. There are more modern things in this book than in any other book. Hagar flees. Let's go a little further. Genesis chapter 25. Abraham and Sarah failed to wait on the Lord. And the result is the trouble today between the Arabs and the Jews. Failure to wait. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently. And wait quietly. Don't grumble. Wait quietly. Chapter 25 of Genesis, verse 20. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, Syrian, of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban, the Syrian. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" She went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowel. The one people shall be stronger than the other." Now notice this next expression. The elder shall serve the younger. In other words, I'm putting the younger in first place and the older in second place. That was God's way. Chapter 26. chapter 5, 27. The boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a quiet man, dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob sowed cereal, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Esau said unto Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. Now notice 25. Jacob said, "Sell me thy birthright." I get the impression that he was planning on that birthright for a long time. And as soon as he saw an opportunity, he said, "Sell me your birthright and I'll give you some pottage." Scheming. But he had first place in the Lord's planning. The older shall serve the younger. Jacob had first place. He said, "Sell me thy birthright." He didn't have to say, "Sell me thy birthright." The birthright was his because God had put him in first place. A little bit about this birthright. It's very interesting. A man has five sons. The first one is to get a double portion. How does that work? The inheritance is divided into six parts. The first son gets two parts, and the others get one part each. That's how it works. Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. Jacob had first place in God's opinion. Esau had second place. The inheritance divided into three parts. Two went to Jacob and one to Esau. That was God's plan. Jacob didn't have to try to be smart to get the birthright. It was his by divine provision. But he didn't wait on the Lord. He was real smart. Let's read a little bit more. Verse 31, Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Esau said, "Behold, I'm at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright be to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold his both birthright unto Jacob. That wasn't necessary, because God had already determined that Jacob had first place and would get the birthright. What was his problem? Failure to wait on the Lord. Chapter 27, verses 1 to 4. It came to pass that when Isaac was old, his eyes were dim so that he could not see. He called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And he said unto him, "Behold, here I am." And he said, "Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go into the field, and make me some venison, some game. Make me savory meat, such as I love, that my soul may bless thee before I die." Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. Rebekah spake unto Jacob, saying, "Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother. Bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat. Bless me before the Lord take my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee." Now here is where they're going to play trickery. the blessing belonged to Jacob. God said that the older shall serve the younger. He had put the younger in first place. There was no need for trickery. But Jacob couldn't wait. Jacob couldn't wait. Verse 11. Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man and I a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me and I will seem to him as a deceiver." Oh my. I will seem as a deceiver. He was a deceiver. Do you know what we would call Jacob today in contemporary language? We call him a con man. That's what he was. Always deceiving, always tricking, always planning, always scheming to get something from somebody else. Verse 15. Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, put them upon Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. He came unto his father and said, "Father." And he said, "Here am I. Who art thou, my son?" Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau." Lies. Proverbs 6, among the many things that God dislikes and hates, lies. Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless thee." Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son?" And notice his answer. "The Lord God brought it to me." Introducing God into his demonic scheme. Let's be careful, beloved. Don't charge God with things that God has nothing to do with. But we read on. Isaac, verse 21, said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." Isaac was a little suspicious. Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, "The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's." He discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's. And he said, "Art thou my very son Esau?" And he said, "I am." Another lie. To make things short, let's go down to verse 30. It came to pass, as soon as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, Jacob was yet scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory meat and brought it into his father and said unto his father, "Let my father arise and eat of this son's venison, that thy soul may bless me." Isaac his father said unto him, "Who art thou?" He said, "I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau." Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? I have eaten of all that thou camest and have blessed him, and he shall be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with great lamentation. Jacob, con man, schemer, deceiver. And you know you have a lot of them in the world today. These fellows are always seeking something for their own. And those of you that are buying homes, be very careful. There are these real estate people that sell you a home, and if you don't read that mortgage statement carefully, you're going to end up with nothing and your money spent. Verse 41. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will slay my brother Jacob. These words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. She sent and called Jacob, her younger, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise and flee. Tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury is away, until thy brother's anger turn from thee and he forget thee. The picture. The blessed man running from the unblessed man. Isn't that odd? The man that has the blessing, he's running for the man that doesn't have the blessing. And why? Because the blessed man failed to wait on God. Wait on the Lord. Exodus chapter 31. Exodus chapter 31. Pardon me, chapter 32. Chapter 32, verse 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land, we don't know what has become of him. Failure to wait. Moses was in the mount. Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters. The people break off golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. He received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made a molten calf. They said, these be our gods. Failure to wait on God. Time is passing. Let's take one more. 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. Verse 8. Samuel is speaking to Saul. Thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal. Behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou wait for 7 days till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. Wait 7 days. Chapter 13. Verse 8. He tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. It came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, behold, Samuel came. Failure to wait. In this connection, turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2. You know, the best commentary on the scripture is the scripture. Habakkuk chapter 2. He offered the sacrifice. He thought Samuel was taking too long. And as soon as he finished offering the sacrifice, in walked Samuel. Failure to wait. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. The vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and shall not lie. Now notice. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. What does that mean? If it tarries, wait for it, but it will not tarry. Well, how do you explain that? The best translation that I know is, though it be long, it will not be late. Isn't that what happened with Saul? He waited 7 days and he thought that Samuel hadn't come, and he went and offered the offering, and behold, Samuel is there. The Lord may be long, but he'll never be late. Now, I have a few more thoughts here, but I won't. One more. Bear with me. You see, I enjoy these. These thrill me. I just get fascinated with these. 2 Samuel chapter 18. Verse 19. Are we there? 2 Samuel 18, verse 19. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, let me now run and bear the king tidings, how that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. Joab said to him, thou shalt not bear tidings. Stay put. Don't move. Don't bear tidings. Thou shalt not bear tidings this day. Thou shalt bear tidings another day. This day thou shalt bear no tidings. Stay where you are. Then said Joab to Cushai, go tell the king what thou hast seen. He had orders. Go tell the king what you have seen. Cushai bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing thou have no tidings ready? Don't run. Stay put on him as. Howsoever, said he, let me run. He said unto him, well, run. I didn't send you. I didn't tell you. You go on, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and outran Cushai. He must have looked good. He must have looked fine. They'd like to have him in the Olympics. He'd be a fine fellow. He outran Cushai. Read on. David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. The watchman cried and told the king. The king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came and drew near. The watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man is running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, methinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of David. The king said, he is a good man and cometh with good tidings. Remember now, he was told not to run. But he's going to run. Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. He fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. The king said, is the young man Absalom well? Safe. Ahimaaz answered, when Job sent thy servant. Job didn't send him. Job said, wait, tarry. Job didn't send him. Isn't it amazing how people tell lies and involve God in their lies? When Joab sent thy servants and me, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. The king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. Olympic runner. Out ran Cushai, got there first, and he has no news. Why? Because he wasn't sent. The Lord didn't send him. We read on. The king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushai, the man who had orders, the man who was given orders, behold, Cushai came. Cushai said, tidings, my lord, I've got news for you. The Lord hath avenged thee this day of all that rose upon thee. The king said unto Cushai, is the young man well? The young man answered. Cushai answered, the enemies of my lord, the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. Ahimaaz outran Cushai. But he had no orders. Cushai had orders. Wait upon the Lord. I think I better stop here. Oh, there's Jonah. He refused to wait. But we won't go any further. Now, I have a hymn here, and we don't have the instrument. That makes it better. So I have to depend upon our song leader. You will have to advise. Shall we sing 601? Do we know it? Be still, my soul. Oh, my. That's what we need. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Do we know that one?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. Be still. Wait on the Lord. Wait patiently upon the Lord. Wait silently upon the Lord.